Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
Hey, this is Matt Lesher.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Robin Taylor, a.k.a. The Penguin Gotham, and you are listening to Geek Vibes Live.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another amazing episode of Geek Vibes Live Interview. As always, I am your host, Tia, and today we have another special guest. We are going to be speaking with David Achala, who you may know as Manchester Black from the fourth season of Supergirl. This is really exciting, guys, just because, you know, I've never interviewed someone from any of the CW shows, and that's just really great because it's like the CW has almost a special place in my heart. It really is a fantastic series as a whole, starting with, you know, Arrow and then The Flash. We have DC's Legends of Tomorrow, and we are getting Batwoman. So it's just like a lot of really exciting things going on. I believe we're waiting for David just to kind of hop on, but that's all right. We can just talk as we go. You know, it's funny because when they first said they were developing a Supergirl show, I'm sure some people kind of scratched their heads and wondered why not a Superman. But, you know, we need to explore other characters. It's fantastic that we have this female-led superhero show, which, you know, now we're going to get a second one with Batwoman, which will be the first lesbian female super female-led superhero show. So that's just fantastic. And there's so many things that are going on in Supergirl right now, which are really cool. I mean, we have John Cryer as Lex Luthor. And I have to tell you guys that if anyone told me a year ago that John Cryer was going to be the infamous Superman villain Lex Luthor, I might have laughed in your face a little. But that's just me. But anyway, I'm going to stop rambling on just because we have David with us. David, welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much. And now, so David, I just want to ensure that I'm getting your name right. Your last name is Achala?
Achala.
Achala. I apologize about that.
Like a drum. It's all good. And you're Tia. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are. See, you got it right. Really? I got it wrong.
How dare you? It's all good. It is all good.
And, you know, I mean, just, I was saying just before you were on that it's so cool that you had this amazing story arc in the fourth season of Supergirl. And I just want you to kind of go through, how was that experience for you?
I really enjoyed it. It was an amazing experience. I got a call randomly from the guys at Warner Brothers, and they spoke to my team. And they said, look, we have this really cool role, and we wanted to know if Dave is interested. And I wasn't familiar with Manchester Black from the comics. So, of course, I went online and I got my hands out and I thought he just had a really cool, fun story. And then I spoke with Robert and Jessica, who were the showrunners on Supergirl, and just their pitch really sounded exciting. It was something I wanted to be a part of. And I'm so happy that I said yes, because it's been great.
Yeah, and that's awesome, because if you go online, there was such a positive review for your portrayal as Manchester Black. And what do you think made him such a captivating character for the audience?
Well, that's very humbling to hear that, I must say, because I know, like, with when it comes to characters on shows like Supergirl, the fans are very loyal. You know, I'm passionate. So to get that reception, it's fantastic. Maybe one of the things that made Manchester Black's story so interesting is for the first time you're seeing this character being introduced as a regular guy with no superpowers, but just a guy who was a victim of circumstance, and how he tries to navigate his life, how he tries to navigate things in a life where he's living by himself and without his partner. And I think with a character like Manchester Black, he embraces dark humor and levity in terms of dealing with his pain and loss. But then I think a lot of people relate to the underdog, and someone like Manchester Black who has a clear vision in his mind that things aren't black and white. There are many shades of gray, and he embraces that and teaches Supergirl how to embrace that.
Would you almost say, and this may be a stretch here, but would you almost say that Manchester Black is almost like the Punisher for Supergirl? You know, once he experiences, you know, the loss of a loved one, then he goes on his mission to exact revenge.
That sounds right. Very, very similar. Very, very similar. I think the interesting thing with Manchester Black is, of course, he does now have an appetite for revenge. But then I think this vengeance gets spun into something completely different. And I think there are moments in his arc where he can't see the wood from the trees, and his revenge becomes about something else now. Something bigger than the loss of his partner. And I found that really, really interesting.
Yeah, to really kind of dig deep and explore that type of character arc.
Yeah, definitely. Because one of the most important things for me when I had the early talks with Robert and Jessica, the execs on the show, I said that what's really important is, because they said that with season 4, they're going into a slightly different direction with the show, and it's going to be something that's a lot more grounded, and it's going to be on Earth. Previous seasons, particularly season 3, was about visiting different places, different worlds, sorry, and now they just wanted to bring it and root it to this Earth. And I said, if that's the case, then we have to try and do our best to make this character feel as grounded and connected as possible. We have to understand that this character's superpower isn't, you know, the fact that he can fly, because he can't do that. His superpower is being able to embrace the many shades of gray and not sitting on the fence when it comes to good versus bad. That's his superpower,
right?
Clarity.
Yeah, and I think that's something that really is the reason why your character has such a positive reception from the audience, because too often we're given examples of characters that are either one or the other. And at times that becomes, I wouldn't want to say boring, but a little predictable. So when you have a character like yours, that really just makes for great TV.
That's awesome. I have to say, I had so much fun doing it, Tia, and I think there's something very appealing when you're able to play a character that is able to make up the rules as he goes along. And not only that, but to break the rules. Rightly so, he introduces anarchy. And his movement is, you know, inspired by vengeance, likened to Antifa. It's just who he is. And being able to be a character like that, who is able to wreak havoc and I don't have to deal with the consequences, is very cathartic.
Right. And I like that you mentioned that, because speaking a little about anarchy, I do want to shift just a little, because I have to ask. I'm such a massive fan of the movie The Dark Knight. Heath Ledger's Joker is solidified in my mind as one of the best portrayals of a comic book character ever. And you were in a scene with him, which
I
just
was,
like,
indeed.
Just kind of like put you on this like massive platform for me. And I have to ask, how was that experience?
It was wonderful. I mean, first and foremost, but when I auditioned for the film, they didn't say that I was auditioning for The Dark Knight. I was told that it's just a studio film, which I was excited about. So I went in for the audition. Didn't think much of it, got offered it. I thought, fantastic. And at the time, it was codenamed Rory's First Kiss. And I thought, okay, cool. I'm doing a feature film, and it's called Rory's First Kiss. And then my agents did some research, and they found out that Rory's First Kiss is a codename for The Dark Knight. So then 2 days after, I'm on set rehearsing, I kid you not, as casually like, in a room with Christopher Nolan, Heath Ledger, and Christian Bale. And one of my memories I have of Heath Ledger is just how much of a nice guy that man was and how classy he was. When I first met him, with a big smile on his face, he introduced himself to me and said, "Hi, I'm Heath."
Wow.
Cut to being on set. Not only did he stay in character, in between takes, just to lighten the atmosphere, because his character has a really heavy energy. So to lighten the mood in between takes, Heath would perform the worst magic tricks you've ever seen. And it was hilarious. It was so brilliant and so funny. And at the drop of a hat, when he heard action, he'll be back into character and just bring in that anarchy again. What a talent. What a talent. What a guy.
That's just amazing to hear, because you hear kind of all these rumors of how Heath Ledger went to a really dark place because of his character as the Joker. So it's nice when people like you, and there was another gentleman, now I'm kind of blanking on his name, who was also in scenes with him, just really saying wonderful things about him. So it is really nice to hear.
That's awesome. He's great talent. He set the bar standard for me. He really did.
He certainly did. And it's amazing that you were in a DC movie kind of before we now kind of shifted into the world of DC that we have now. And I have to ask, since, you know, you're in The Dark Knight, you were in Supergirl. I mean, would you want to play a superhero in a movie, either in Marvel or DC?
I mean, I would definitely like to. And that may happen sooner than you think. I'll say that much.
Oh, that has me really interested, but I know you probably can't tell me anything, so I won't push, but I do want that coverage when it actually happens.
Why not? You have my word on that. You have my word
Perfect.
On that. It's the genre that has shown me love, and I'm excited about continuing that relationship.
And we know that in superhero shows and movies that someone's final scene oftentimes isn't really their final scene. So are we looking at any chance of seeing Manchester Black again on Supergirl?
I would say never say never.
I will take that.
Never, say never.
You never know. You really don't. I have seen so many times in shows where you think that that's the end, and all of a sudden they pop back up, and it's such a joy when that happens.
Cause yeah, right.
Clearly
right,
the writers saw what we wanted.
So it could happen again. It could happen again. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed, but we also are going to talk about something that you do have in the works. Now, you are going to be in the pilot episode for the CBS show Under the Bridge. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, either, you know, both the show and your character?
Yeah, for sure. So it's a really cool project, and I really enjoy just being able to just embody different characters and live different lives with different characters and different scenarios. So this story is about a group of very, very close friends who are all medical students. They decide to open up a medical practice, which is doing very, very well. And then the medical practice is hit by a massive scandal because one of the doctors there has been accused of sexual harassment. And that spirals off into a lot of intricate and testing conversations which happen. And it's about how these guys try and keep everything together. I mean, it's very topical.
Right, yes.
It's very well written. And in a subject matter as heavy as that, there is levity. But I think it's just going to try and explore questions that may not have been asked yet. And I play a guy called Dan, who is a surgical oncologist. And he is someone who is very talented, works very hard at what he does. He is where he is because there's been no handouts for him. He's had to earn everything. He works hard for everything except for female attention. That's one thing he gets. However, he's reached a stage in his life where he feels that he's definitely missing something, and he's recovering from a dark past.
Oh, wow. So we're really going to kind of be reflecting on very serious topics, it seems like, in this show.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. With
and
as
when...
much levity as can be had.
Well, I'm sure that it is going to have this, like, great kind of balance, and that's important when you're telling dramas to also have the levity to it to really
definitely
keep the viewers.
Definitely. Very important. Very
and
important.
When can we expect, and when can we expect to see Under the Bridge?
That is a very, very good question, actually, which I don't have the answer to, believe it or not. Because I've never asked. And that's a bit embarrassing. But hopefully sooner rather than later. That's what my answer will be to you.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it. And, you know, David, before I, you know, kind of let you go, because I know that you got a busy schedule, is there anything else that you would like to plug right now and have people look out for?
Yeah. I mean, if there's this is what I'd like to share, in fact. Someone said to me, just on the subject of superpowers, we as human beings living on this earth, navigating our way through the ups and downs and sometimes very difficult things, but then also very beautiful things. Our main superpower is being courageous. It's being courageous in the face of adversity. Another superpower that I want to encourage people to have is to be kind, because I think one act of kindness done daily make a massive difference in the world. And I encourage everyone listening to just always try and be kind, to always try and show love. And there's no greater thing than showing love to a stranger without needing to get anything back. So I encourage you all to do that.
That's really just, I've never had anyone come on here and say something like that. Thank you so much for sharing that, honestly, because
you're so welcome.
It's something in this world that we see, you know, far few acts of kindness, and we really need to step up the game when it comes to that.
I agree, 100%. So let's do it.
Yes, let's do it. That's going to be our mission. David, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much for coming here. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. And hopefully speak soon, I hope.
Yes, again, I want that coverage when, you know, we get the sooner rather than later news.
It's a done deal.
Excellent.
Awesome. You take care, my dear.
You too. Peace. Thank you, David.
Thank you to you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.